Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 36, My Holiness Envelops Everything I See. This is important because as we accept our holiness, we are now tapping into our true identity. You see, for the most part, we see ourselves as flawed, inadequate, and powerless. We see ourselves this way because we've either been taught this about ourselves or we have simply decided it about ourselves. Remember that the Course tells us that we think that we have many, many problems that need to be solved, some very, very large perhaps, and some very small, and then many problems in between. And yet it tells us that we have only one true problem. Our problem is that we think we have been separated from God. This has never occurred in truth. It has never occurred. And yet because we have accepted this idea as even possible, we now look upon a world that seems flawed, inadequate, or lacking. Today we are leaving a space in our mind to reclaim our sinlessness, to remember our holiness as God has given it. You see, whatever mistake you have made, whatever failure you have experienced, you have never altered the truth of who you are. Your holiness envelops everything you see. Wherever you walk, it is holy ground, because you are the holiness of God. You are the light of God itself. Wherever you are, there is no darkness. As we allow ourselves to realize that our holiness envelops everything we see, darkness cannot be experienced. Lack is not possible. Today, God, we ask that you help us to walk steady and strong in the memory of the truth of who we are. We will accept nothing less today. If we feel we have made mistakes in the past, and those mistakes have cost us, and somehow we are where we are because of choices that we have made, wrong decisions, today we reclaim, we remember that we are the light of God. We are the holiness of God. We are the sinlessness of God. That there is nothing we can do in this world. There is nothing we can do ever to change or diminish the truth of who we are. Today we walk in certainty. We borrow the certainty of God itself, that His plan is for our happiness, that He wills that we have everything. As we accept His will today in place of our own, in gladness we accept His holy gifts. All that has been given has already been given. Today we are willing to receive the gifts that have been given. Because our holiness envelops everything we see, we will leave no room today for doubt or for judgment or self-persecution. Today we will release all judgment and let our grievances against ourselves and against others be replaced with miracles. My holiness envelops everything I see.